Resin canal discoloration. It's becoming a really big issue for the mango industry after popping up just a few seasons ago. But it's still very early days. There's so much to learn about it before an answer can be found to address it. Queensland's Dr. Andrew McNish has been working with Northern Territory researchers to try to get the bottom of this disease and says there are now two possible causes that are being explored.
Resin canal is a darkening of canals in the flesh of mango fruit, and it was first really picked up in a big way a couple of seasons ago in the Darwin area. So unfortunately what we see is fruit arriving in the markets and at retail at a ripe stage. Once the consumer removes the skin, cuts open the fruit, they see all these dark black to brown canals moving through the flesh. So it's quite an ugly looking disorder, and obviously there's some concerns there from the industry about its impact on consumer purchasing behaviour.
Because it doesn't affect the taste.
No, we don't think so, although you probably wouldn't really want to eat the fruit. Once you cut it open, you see those ugly dark lines. Most people wouldn't really continue to eat the fruit.
Andrew, it's a relatively new phenomenon. You've been looking at this now since it kind of reared its little ugly little black line head. What have you found in that time?
Yeah, this is some work that's funded by the mango industry levy with match funds from the federal government through Horticulture Innovation Australia. We've been working on it now for a couple of seasons, and we've got a few leads, and we've certainly made some progress in this past season just to shore up some of those leads. What we're sort of leaning towards at this stage is the possible role of a bacteria species in this disorder. And also observations that we're finding fruit, when we sample them progressively along the supply chain, that the disorder is getting worse. There's more resin canal present and more severe resin canal. So this is pointing us in the direction that one, it could be the possible role of a bacteria, but it also could be just general stress that's causing this disorder to be expressed.
How widespread is it?
It's mostly been confined to several growers in the Darwin area, and some growers have reported to us that it has affected between 10 and 30% of their crops at different points during the season.
At what stage of the season can you tell your crop is affected?
Unfortunately, this is a defect that just shows up in ripe fruit, so it's not something that we tend to see much in green fruit. So it's not something that can be easily graded out in the pack shed. So it's generally growers are finding out about this problem through their wholesaler or through the retailer, and those retailers are finding out from consumers.
So the focus for now is possibly a bacteria, possibly stress through the supply chain.
That's right. So what we found with the bacteria work, we've worked closely with a bacteriologist in Queensland, and they've been able to isolate this particular bacteria species from affected fruit. We've also found it in some of the dump water used at some sheds. And we've been able to induce symptoms of resin canal by inoculating fruit with this bacteria in more than 50% of the cases. And we've also been able to reduce the level of resin canal in those inoculated fruit by treating the fruit with hot water, which is a common practice for managing pathogens in mango fruit at the shed. So it's providing some circumstantial evidence that the bacteria may be involved, but we still need to do more work on this to be really sure that this is what's causing resin canal, or at least contributing to resin canal.
So what's your current advice for growers? You know, mango trees are flowering, starting to flower up here. What can growers do to minimise the chances of being affected by resin canal?
Yeah, we'd recommend at this point in time to continue maintaining their best practices on the farm and at the sheds. So maintaining good orchard hygiene, maintaining good hygiene in the packed shed, making sure fruit are being shipped out at the recommended temperature to the southern markets. Really just trying to minimise the stress on fruit at every stage of handling. We really think that at this point in time is the best way forward. Unfortunately, we don't have a silver bullet for the disorder at this stage, but we're working on that, and as soon as we soon as we really shore up some of these promising leads, we're making sure we let the industry know and helping them with practices to overcome this problem.
There's Senior Horticulturalist with the Queensland Department of Agriculture, Andrew McNish, and so the research does continue. So let's get a view from a wholesaler who sees what the effects of resin canal actually mean to the consumer. Carlo Cerevola is the produce buyer at Harris Farm Markets.
My resin canal experience would say over the last 5 years, I've seen it progressively getting worse up until last year, where I noticed a significant improvement in the outbreak of resin canal. So up until then, I'd seen it, growing fairly at a fairly rapid rate, quite alarming actually, until last year when it seemed to improve significantly.
Do you have any theories about why that might be?
Look, the AMA poured a lot of time into the education of the growers about picking fruit at the correct level of maturity. So it's only a personal theory of mine. I think fruit maturity at time of harvesting plays a massive role in the presence of resin canals. In the course of performing my duty, I get to see a hell of a lot of different growers' fruit on the market. And in many instances where there's a presence of resin canal, it is often in immature fruit. Seldom do you see resin canal in fruit which is mature.
This seems to be quite divisive at this point. Everyone seems to have an opinion, but it's such early days in the research processes. It might be a while before some kind of a positive result comes out for the marketplace. Is that of concern?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the fact that we don't know the root cause of what causes resin canal is got to be an issue. And it's such a massive part of the industry, the Northern Territory mango season, that I think that we should be putting resources into finding out what exactly causes it. I mean, the presence of resin canal in other growing areas around Australia is nowhere near as prevalent as what it is in the NT. So for me, it's an issue. If we're going to protect the mango industry in Northern Territory, we need to be spending some money on research to find out exactly what it was. But, I mean, for me, a good place to start, headed by some good work from the AMA in the education around, the fruit maturity, and that seemed to stem the flow, because prior to that, the presence of resin canal was growing exponentially, and it got to an alarming concern. But those initiatives last season seemed to actually sort of fix the problem to an extent.
There's mango wholesaler Carlo Cerevola speaking about that resin canal discoloration.